On this week's episode of the Maz Hakim podcast, we have a real-life Spice Girl in the house. It's everyone's favourite Spice Girl, Emma Bonson.
Good. Hello. How are you?
I'm so good. Baby Spice.
Good. Baby Spice. Yes.
So good. You know,
Baby Spice. Yes. It still works, hopefully.
Do people still call you Baby Spice?
They do. Yeah. And I think I like the name. I got the best one.
Yeah, you really did. And you still look so incredibly
young. Funny. I was saying that earlier. I do get a little bit concerned. You know, when I get older, obviously, and people are like, oh, that used to be Baby Spice. You know,
yes.
That's going to be a bit of a worry. But, you know, at the moment, I feel all right. Yeah, it's all good.
It's like Benjamin Button. You're reversing backwards. But it's such a pleasure to have you in the studio, Emma, because honestly, you are such an absolute icon. I mean, I remember in every talent quest, I was obsessed with the Spice Girls, so I would dress up as Baby Spice.
Yes. Were you?
I was Baby Spice.
Amazing. Thank you. So
you were an icon and you were part of one of the biggest bands in the world. And at one point, you reached the highest level of fame. Like, it was crazy. The Spice Girls were absolutely everywhere. How does that level of fame change a person? Because not everyone gets to experience that.
No, I mean, it is a very unique experience. And I felt very lucky that I had friends, you know, the other girls, we had each other's back and we looked after each other. It all happened really fast as well, which now looking back, it's kind of like, wow, we were only kind of, you know, in traveling the world for a few years, and it made such an impact, which was really special. But I think I was so lucky, as I said, to have the girls, to have really tight-knit family. So as soon as I came home, it was back to, you know, being daughter and sister and, you know, making my bed and just doing those normal things. So I think I just luckily had a great balance of friendship and family surrounding me. So I was actually, they gave me, that lift to just enjoy that moment. And then I'd come home and, yeah, as I said, be back to, you know, daughter, sister, friend. That was
normality.
That's how I dealt with everything, I think.
Did it feel like a dream, or like, because that was a stage of your life that was, it was just crazy, or did you go through that and kind of live every moment and every second?
Sometimes it felt like a dream, other times it felt like the hard work, because we traveled so much and you know, not much sleep and into studios and crazy. So again, it had two things, but I think the being away from home was the hardest for me. I was very close with my family, so traveling sometimes was tough. But yeah, very dreamlike. I mean, it was a dream to be part of that, and for people to get it as well. Yes. I think they related to it so much that actually we were five pretty normal girls, kind of living our dream and getting up there and performing and having. But the thing is, the other thing that people don't, we wrote all our songs as well, so we wrote every lyric, and you know, so it was us. It was you know, it was all us.
I love that, and I feel like you're all so incredibly grounded and still are, and even at that point, I think that's why, for example, the average teenager also could really, you know, relate, and that's why I could relate as well in front of my mirror dancing all the Spice Girls songs.
Yeah, I think it was definitely relatable. I mean, I fell over on stage so many times.
Oh my gosh, really?
Like, mumbling kind of. So it was all new to me too, but it was magic, obviously, and we brought something that I think people needed.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of lifted and empowered people, and it was, you know, I think it was a good energy.
And that was before the crazy world of social media.
Yeah, you know? Which I'm so glad about.
Yes.
You know, being on stage and people kind of with their phone cameras and you've got little skirts on, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it was kind of before.
Exactly. You know, I recently interviewed Robin Sharma, who's the author of The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari in the 5 a.m. Club. And he said, adversity builds mastery and that we must go through difficult times to become the person we are. What do you think some of the tough times in your life were that really shaped you?
I think the thing is in life, I think everybody is on their own journey and we all go through tough times and they're relative really, aren't they? Yes. They're kind of how you feel or how you take them on board. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've had times, you know, in life that have been harder than others or that I've struggled with. But I think it all depends on how you kind of take that on. And I said before, I've had the best support in life and I feel so lucky for that.
Yes.
And I think that's the way I've kind of got through those things.
Right. Is there anything in particular that you can think of, for example, that, like when I spoke to Jason Derulo, he was like, he said it was before he started off his career and all the doors that closed in his face before, you know, he was starting out. Mm. Is there anything in particular you can think of? Or
I mean, the main thing for me, obviously, growing up, you know, having very little in the way of, you know, material things.
Yes, humble.
Or not having, you know, that. But I had so much love from parents that, yes, you know, we did struggle food wise or, you know, but the love obviously completely takes over that. And you do look back on that. And but I think it's taught me, obviously, that you have to work for everything. And and I never take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. I never take anything for granted because I feel very lucky, you know, where I've got to and how that's happened and through, you know, my family support is, and that's the reason really.
I'm from an Afghan background and I get that, you know, we were taught on the dinner table every day, be grateful because not everyone gets those same opportunities. And so, you know, I understand that humble beginnings, but look at you now. It's crazy, right?
I know.
You are the dream.
Yeah, it's been an absolute dream and also doing things that I absolutely love and trying new things and growing and, you know, and just that's been a wonderful thing for me.
Absolutely. So we mentioned before, obviously, Baby Spice, you're so youthful and young still and so beautiful and you literally do not age. What are some tips, Baby Spice?
I have.
No, you really haven't. What are some tips, Baby Spice, on how to stay young?
Oh my goodness. So I've taken lots of tips from other people and I think it's lots of, you know, try and keep hydrated, sleep, which, you know, I know parents, we don't get that much of anymore. But and I think natural products is really important. I always use sunscreen.
Yes.
Just looking after yourself. I think like I'm sure everyone says, but that would be my main thing. Looking after yourself, sleep, and keep hydrated.
Absolutely.
And skincare.
Yeah, and sun cream.
Yes.
Especially in Dubai, we need that a lot, using sunscreen. I mean, anywhere, really.
Absolutely. I mean, it rains at home all the time, but I still put sun cream on. Just maybe that's just for the hope of sun.
For the overcast days.
Yeah.
Emma, what are some books you would recommend to people for success or life or growth?
I am totally, I mean, as a parent, I wish I had more time to read. I love the podcasts, obviously.
Yes.
You know, there's Fern Cotton who does A Happy Place, which is a gorgeous podcast. But also, I do love female authors.
Yes.
I tend to kind of take myself out of that world and just, I love a drama or, you know, when I'm reading, I think just take me away from it all. There's I read a woman called Jane Fallon who's got a comedian husband at home.
Yes.
So I think that female author,
Eminem,
I quite like when I'm reading or I get that time and space away and that little bit of kind of, that's what I
escape.
Like.
Escape. I love
escapism
that.
Escapism is quite important, I think. Yeah.
Staying in that feminine, divine sort of energy.
Yes.
Speaking of the feminine, divine energy, how has motherhood, do you think, changed you as a person and what kind of challenges have you faced as a mum?
For me, being a parent is my priority. It's it's what I live for. It's what I work for. They're my everything. So how has it changed? I mean, obviously, it changes you hugely. You can't be selfish anymore. Everything is about someone else. You wake up in the morning and it's first thing on your mind. But I think everyone, again, everyone has their own struggles, but I just feel like I've felt so lucky to, you know, have two adorable children that I think the struggle of watching them grow up and get, you know, too big, too quickly.
Yeah, you're like, slow down.
Slow down, please. I want them to just be home all the time. I think I'm the needy one in our family. I'm like, stay with me. You don't need to go anywhere. Yeah. So I do struggle with that a little bit. I think because I'm so
attached
to them. Yeah. I'm really going to, I think as they get older, that's where I'm going to really struggle. I mean, I can't bear the thought of them driving. I can't bear the thought of them going off and, you know, and moving into their own home. That is going to be my time of struggle.
Right.
So I'll come back. Tell you about that.
And some learning lessons as a mum, I guess.
Patience, making sure that everything is in place. You know, you definitely have to have much more of a schedule. I love kind of back in the day living, you know, day by day, but that can't happen anymore. I have to have a diary. They're the things I've learned along the way.
Yeah. My sister, she lives in London and she has a three-year-old. And we recently went on holidays and I haven't been around a three-year-old for a while. So, so he wakes up at 5:30 and at 6 o'clock, like he would push up. It was the most adorable thing. He'd push the door open and I'm like, wow, everybody's awake. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
We're all up and ready to go and they don't stop.
They don't stop.
You're thinking they must be tired now. Yeah. They must need a nap. No, that doesn't happen. Yeah, the three-year, that kind of toddler age is a tough one.
Yes.
But it keeps you busy. Quite like that. It keeps you busy.
Adorable. And so congratulations on Kit and Kin.
Thank you.
What a beautiful, beautiful initiative. What inspired you to make this beautiful natural skincare brand for kids?
Thank you so much. I'm so proud of it. I'm totally inspired by my children. And the fact is, I had two children with, they had a skin problem.
Right.
When they were babies. Mm-hmm. And I found it very difficult to find a brand that I could trust, firstly, that didn't have a million ingredients on the back that I didn't understand and I wasn't sure what I was putting on them. So I found that very, very difficult. And and meeting a wonderful man called Christopher Money, who's my business partner, we met through a mutual friend, and we had so much in common. He had the same thing, a child with skin problem, and we just couldn't find anything. And we, you know, so that is when Kit and Kin was born. We came together, we worked on the skin line, and he is just brilliant, has so much knowledge in the whole nappy world, and we work together on designs for that, and it is the most accredited eco nappy on the planet, which we're just so proud of. But it also does the job, mums and dads. It's, you know, even though it looks fantastic and it's got great design, it also does the job. It's soft, it's gentle on our baby's bottoms, it's, you know, which is very important obviously for us parents. And the skin line is all natural. And we also have a baby wear, which is organic cotton. So yeah, we've worked really hard on it. And it's become this beautiful brand that we're now in 30 countries.
Wow.
We've won 42 awards.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I just feel so proud and so lucky, and a great business partner and a team that have put so much into it. And we love it. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful brand.
That's so beautiful. And also so wholesome, and Kit and Kin gives so much back, which I absolutely love, so much back to the world. Can you tell us a little bit about the initiatives?
Absolutely. Right from the start, Chris and I had always talked about better for baby, better for our world, and giving back. There were three key points. And we have a Kit and Kin Foundation. So when you subscribe to Kit and Kin, you yourself will be saving 5 trees in the rainforest. And so, of course, to this date, we have you know, saved thousands and thousands of acres at the rainforest. Yes. We also help with healthcare around that community. And also we give a scholarship to children to have the materials to go to school if that wouldn't have been possible beforehand. So, yeah, it's a great giving. And, you know, this is what parents are doing. Just by buying their essentials that we need, they are supporting this amazing foundation as well. So, and I speak to parents and they're like, it's so nice because I'm just buying my nappies for my kids and I'm giving back because it's so difficult. Come on, we've all got so much on our minds, especially as parents, that we we'd like to think that we could help a little bit. So they're like, great, I just buy my nappies and I'm helping the planet. So, yeah, that's been a wonderful feedback from them.
Honestly, congratulations for it all. I can't wait to hit the stage with you
shortly. Yes, we're going to hit the stage.
It's going to be really great. How have you loved Dubai so far, by the way?
I've loved it. I have been here quite a few times.
Yes.
I come with my children. We've had some wonderful times here. And it's also nice this time around, I've come with my girls. Okay. And so we get to hang out. And wonderful. I've never had a bad meal here. The food is exquisite. The sun is shining and at home it's absolutely teeming down with rain. I just feel very lucky. I'm living my best life.
Yes, baby skirt of spice. You do that. Thank you so much
for your time
and your energy. And I'll see you shortly on
stage.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.